I really don't have any idea what it is, but whatever you may be going through today, I've got some really, really, really good news for you. The limitless provision of Almighty God, He's bigger than you perceived Him to be. Hear me. He's bigger than you've conceived Him to be. He's even bigger than you've believed Him to be. And right now, on today's broadcast, He's going to increase your ability to believe. He's praying for your faith right now that it will not fail, and it's about to manifest on the horizon of your future. I'm all stirred up today, a little more than even usual, because I have a tremendous guest back with me on Breakthrough. Thank you for your letters of encouragement. Have Dr. Muncy back, have Dr. Muncy back. Well, he's here. Dr. Steve Muncy is joining me today, and he's about to tell you all about where God's about to take you that you had no idea. He's about to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you've asked or thought. I'm Rod Parsley, and this, you will discover, really is your day for a breakthrough.
He's separating what was hovering over you. All that doubt and all that dysfunction and all those disappointments and all that discouragement and all that they said you'd never be. God said, let me get up in the middle of this, between my people and the Egyptians, between the light and the darkness.
Somebody that's bold enough and brave enough to walk up into a pulpit and say what God said to say.
Thank you, Covenant Partners. Your faithful support each month keeps Breakthrough boldly proclaiming the gospel of Christ around the world.
Well, the atmosphere of expectancy is, of course, the breeding ground of your miracle. Welcome to your breakthrough. And I mean that because without you, I wouldn't be here. And I have been privileged to be here now 29 years every day. Every day. For 29 years, how good God is. As we proclaim His goodness, His saving power, His healing power, His ability to deliver you from and to, from what you don't need to everything you do need. Thank God.
Thank God.
We're here to touch your heart, to encourage you to know that your breakthrough comes at the point of Satan's greatest resistance. So if you're up against it today, get ready. You're about to break through. Just a few days ago, in my time of prayer, I believe God impressed upon my spirit that some of you are facing what might be described as a dire situation, a crisis that right now you can't figure out nor see your way out of. Perhaps you're facing losing your joy. Maybe your peace has dissipated. Perhaps you've almost given up hope. Now you hear me this moment. Almost is important. You might as well move that coffee table out of the way, because right now, that's all about to change. You need to come to the understanding, the revelation, the realization that the adversary of your soul only attacks what your God is about to multiply. And there's about to be a divine turnaround, a divine reversal. Today, my wonderful friend, Dr. Steve Muncy, is back with me to share a remarkable revelation regarding God's infinite, eternal plan for your overwhelming victory over every adversarial attack in your life. Dr. Muncy is, of course, the pastor of that tremendous Family Christian Center in the greater Chicago area. Go online, find a service, get there. So good to have you.
Thank you. There's something getting ready to happen in your future you know nothing about. You're watching me. There's something tragic. Now, immediately you say, oh, why would you say that? Well, only because I'm about to tell you how that tragedy is going to turn into a miracle. There's you. You're so special. You're watching this very moment. You're running out. You are running out. You're running out of love, running out of a marriage, running out of parenting children not responding. You're running out of ideas. You're running out of money. You're running out of people supporting you. I've come today. This is not an accident. On Breakthrough Platform, under the great, tremendous leadership of Rob Parsley, who's allowed this word to come directly to you, I'm about to tell you something is going to happen because a man of God is going to speak it into existence over your life. There is anything in the Old Testament, 740,000 words in the Bible. It's divided up into two, old and new. The old is testimonies so that we might be able to see what God did so that in the New Testament we can get excited. And God said these words in Deuteronomy. He says, I have set life and death before you. Choose life. Death and life is in our tongue. We have the ability to call those things that are not as though they were. I'm talking to you because I sense, I'm staring right at you, and I'm telling you, I sense this about you. There is something of a tragedy, something in your future that God wants to correct today so it won't affect you. And at this moment, let me tell you who you are. God said, when you go on Rob Parsley's program, you will be talking to sustainers. I said, what do you mean? He says, I am going to call people to the television set. They're going to stare at the television set and they're going to be there at that perfect moment that you speak. What's going to happen is that they are the sustainers. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He said, there is something in their future. It's got to be corrected because there's a crisis up ahead. But right now, they're headed to run out. And I said, well, God, can you give me any bearings? What are you saying? And then he took me to the book of Kings, where the man of God spoke to the Middle East and literally caused the whole Middle East to be in an economic depression because there was no rain. And God said, I will back you up, Elijah. You can read all of this 17th chapter of Kings. And the Bible says, 1 Kings. And the Bible says that God said, I'll back you up, Elijah. Because Elijah was very disappointed in the leadership of the country. And so he said, God, stop it. Stop the rains from coming. That meant cows died. That meant no tomatoes grew, no grass grew. And here's what's interesting, is that God said, since you said that, this is what God said to his man. He said, since you said that, I better get you out of here because they're going to kill you. Ahab and Jezebel, if they find, they're going to kill you. So I got to hide you. So the Bible said he hid him. And the Bible says that he gave him a place by where there was a brook. And then the Bible says that he fed him with dirty birds. Dirty birds fed him clean bread. Ravens fed him with bread. Then God said, watch this. God said, Steve Muncy, I want to put you on Rob Parsley's program because there's going to be an individual that's going to be watching. And that individual is going to sustain Breakthrough to preach the gospel around the world. The Bible says the brook dried up, the raven stopped, and the prophet said, now, Lord, you got to keep me going because it's not going to rain until I ask you for it to rain. The Bible says, I have someone who is going to sustain you. What, can you give me their name? That's not important. God said, that's not important. All I'm going to tell you, she's a widow. She's running out. She's running out. And what she doesn't know is something is getting ready to happen to her family she knows nothing about. But you are going to go to Zarephath. You're going to go to Breakthrough, Steve Muncy, on television. They're going to be watching you, and they are sustainers. You immediately said, how do I know I'm a sustainer? The traits of a sustainer is there's sorrow in your life. There was sorrow in this woman's life.
Think of that.
I'm talking to you. You have sorrow of some kind in your life.
Yes.
There
yes.
is shame, because in the story, when the man of God speaks to her and says, would you do for me? Mm-hmm. And then the crisis in her future happens. She then admits her shame and said, this crisis happened to me because my boy was born out of wedlock.
Right.
And shame was there. I'm talking to you. You feel ashamed about something you did. You are a sustainer. Mm. There's two more things the Lord told me about you. He said, you're skeptical. You say, but you don't even know me. You're on television. I'm over here. You don't know I'm standing here. You're skeptical. The Bible said she was so skeptical that the last verse, after that God had done the miracle, after God took care of a future, a boy died and raised him back to life again. It was the last verse in the last chapter. Wow. She said, now I know you're a man of God. Mm. If you have the traits of skepticism and sorrow and shame, you are the person that God's getting ready to use as a sustainer.
Oh my God.
The Bible said the man of God came into Zarephath. He saw this woman and she was picking up sticks. He said, ma'am, can you give me some water? Now, there's another trait. She's very servant orientated. Mm. That's the reason why you're watching today, because you're very servant orientated and you sense, I want to know what God wants me to do. I want to do what God wants me to do. The Bible says that she went to get some water, which, you know, there was not much, but she went to get it. Then he said, ma'am, he says, I need you to get me some food, because I need to be sustained. I'm the guy that has stopped the heavens and brought the Middle East to a crisis. I must be sustained so I can pray the rains back to the Middle East. I must be sustained that the gospel can be preached. I must be sustained so breakthrough can be on every television station and channel, so that people can get breakthroughs. Rob Parsley must be sustained. And the Bible says, she said, sir, I can't do that. But yet God said, I'm going to choose her to be a sustainer. And the first thing that you're saying is, if you ask me to do anything, I'm not going to be able to do it. You're the one I want to talk to, because you're the one that God has put you in front of this television set, and he's about to change your circumstances. Immediately she says, sir, I can't give you any food. My boy and I, we're going to eat our last meal. We're going to die. He then told her, as I'm going to tell you, he said, ma'am, you give it to me, and your meal barrel and your cruse of oil will never run out until it rains again, which would be about 3.5 years. Now, here's the key. The key is that when you are a sustainer, it is the fastest supernatural miracle that happens when you become a sustainer. The little boy with 2 fishes and 5 loaves sustained 5,000 men and women and children. And immediately he had 12 baskets left over. If you ever step into sustaining the kingdom, you will have a miracle as quick as you give it. The Bible says she gave it to him. The little boy standing there saying, mama, what have you done? Don't you know that boy went back to that meal barrel? And the Bible says the meal barrel immediately. When you become a sustainer, the miracle happens immediately. What she didn't know is weeks later, her little boy died with a belly full of food.
My.
She did not know.
Wait a minute. He died with a belly full of food.
Because what they think, Pastor, what they're going through now.
Yeah.
There's something in their future they know nothing about.
Oh my.
And the Bible says that the boy died, but God said, I'm going to have this woman to sustain the man of God, because not only am I worried about or I'm concerned about her present situation,
oh, thank you, Jesus,
but I'm going to take care of her future.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Bible says when he died, she went to who she sustained as the man of God.
Mm.
And the man of God said, give me that boy. By the way, she built onto her house an apartment to take care of the man of God, to sustain
him.
He took that dead boy and he put it on the bed, his bed, laid on that boy three times, and the Bible says he came back to life again. Listen to me closely. I got 1 minute to tell you that you are about to have a miracle in the next 24 hours.
Lord, grant it, man. I agree.
But I'm going to tell you something else. There is something in your future, either a week away, 5 weeks away, the moment you sustain, the moment you sustain the kingdom of God, God is going to take care of your future, whether it's your job, whether it's a crisis in the doctor's office, whether it's your son, your daughter, your marriage. And the Bible says that that boy was resurrected all because God says, I have reached out, Steve Muncy, to put you on breakthrough, to talk directly to that individual that's watching. And they, know their name, but they are a sustainer. The Holy Spirit is speaking strong at this moment, because in the next 24 hours and in the next 30 days, God's about to do two miracles. And that is your situation's getting ready to turn around. Let me tell you what I sense. It's got to be something that's moving. And I sense that you're to go to the phone. This is not for everybody. This is the one that says, I sense this. This is me. I must sustain breakthrough.
Speak,
I want you to go to the phone.
Speak,
right now in the name of Jesus.
Speak,
and in the name of Jesus, I want you to say, I'm going to sustain breakthrough with $300. I want you to go as fast as you can to the computer. You say, how do you know this is going to work? Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you that the centurion's faith is what healed his servant. The man that was let down in breaking the roof apart, it was the four men's faith that healed the paralytic. Lazarus' faith was dead. Jesus' faith is what healed Lazarus. My faith, Rob Parsley's faith, in agreement in the name of Jesus, is about to come through that screen.
Mm.
And the power of God is about to turn your situation around. The moment you pick up the phone, the moment you put it on the credit card or put it on the computer, you are about to have a turnaround miracle for sustainers. Sustainers of the kingdom get the miracle the fastest. But more than that, what is ever in your future, I'm telling you, God is going to reverse that situation.
Yes, yes,
go
yes.
to your phone right now. I've only got 60 seconds to focus in. You are the sustainer. This is no coincidence. I'm talking to a businessman. You're going to give $3,000. I don't know why. I just sense that. Somebody going to give $30,000. I sense that $300. Go right now. And in the name of Jesus, the moment you make the transaction of giving, the Spirit, and I speak it in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord, I agree.
In 24 hours, and in your future, the miracle is going to happen to you. You must do it now because God put you and I together at this moment. Go to your phone. It is so important. You are the sustainer. Now, there's some of you look and say, I don't feel that. This is not for you. You're not a sustainer. This is only for you who said, that's me. And you only have a little bit, and it might be your last, but God don't speak. speak to the rich when it comes to sustainment. No. He speaks to the ones that need a miracle. Mm. Go to your phone right now. Go to your phone right now. I speak over you.
Yes.
When Jesus looked at the centurion and says, I'll come to your house. He said, you don't have to come to my house.
Oh, God.
All I need you to do is speak it. I have the right to call those things that are not as though they were.
Yes.
Elijah spoke it into existence and God backed him up. Mm-hmm. The spirit of faith is, I believe, and therefore I speak. Ladies and gentlemen, something is on this television set and might be one of the most anointed moments on your set at this time in the history of your life, that this one offering, you've given offerings, but this one offering is about to change your future and change your circumstances. Go. Go. I'm telling you, go. Go and say, I'm going to plant this $300. Somebody says, I don't have it all at once. Then go and say three times, I'm going to do it. $100, $100, $100. But make the commitment and say, I have become a sustainer.
Yes, God.
Let me just tell you, in the name of Jesus, anyone that does this, God has called you to sustain breakthrough.
Take action now. Fulfill the call of a sustainer that God has placed on your heart. Your special seed faith gift today will produce a turnaround miracle that will begin to manifest within the next 24 hours. Call now and tell the prayer partner you are called to be a sustainer and you are ready to sow your $300 seed. If you are unable to sow it now, begin with $100 a month for the next 3 months. Sow securely online or write today to Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. This single sustainer's offering could be the most anointed moment of your life. Believe your seed will produce the turnaround miracle you or your family need today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Rod Parsley.
I cannot, my dear partner, I cannot describe to you. Now, maybe this is the first time you've ever seen Breakthrough, but I doubt it. We've been here nearly 30 years every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what I mean is many of you, you know Pastor Rod. You know I'm not going to say something just for rhetoric's sake. Something has happened today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
There has been a closing off. There's been a closing off that, symbolized by that rain ceasing. And for a period of time, God was sustaining miraculously. But just about 40 days ago, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to move from that and I want you to begin to declare my blessing of prosperity, salvation, and healing, specifically prophesy, Rod Parsley, over those who are connected to you by reason of their sacrifice.
Mm.
The Bible says if you're connected by reason of sacrifice, you are as one born in the house. Mm. What does that mean? That means you become a son or a daughter. That means you receive the DNA
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the ministry that you sow by sacrifice into. This spiritual DNA is released to you. This blessing, this anointing, this word, this manifestation, this something out of nothing anointing. Now, Dr. Muncy said something powerfully profound to us all. And I hope you're going to your phone. I hope that, and if you want to wait just a moment, all right, but hold that phone. Don't go away from it. He said, and I've never heard him say this, that a sustainer's miracle, now he used another word that I don't even remember right now because this is so big in my spirit. He said, a sustainer's miracle comes, in my words, suddenly.
That's right.
Suddenly. And God Almighty said to my spirit, as they sow this seed today, they're about to experience a right now miracle that has been a long time coming. That thing you've been waiting on, that thing you've been believing for, get ready. Yes. With overwhelming rapidness, the heavens are about to open on your behalf. Now, he has said to us, $300. Now, some of you may not be able to sow that all right now. Sow $100 this month, $100 next month, $100 the next month. But make the commitment today. And I believe with you, with Dr. Muncy right now, that this anointing will be released into your life. You would have helped Elijah. I know that you would have. Breakthrough is now approaching, unlocking the chains and setting free 40,000 human beings who are chained to trees in human slavery. We are saving a minimum of 2 babies a day in our Breakthrough Women's Clinic, saving 2 babies a day from the horror of abortion performed by Planned Parenthood across the street. 10,000 souls give their lives to Christ every time we give an altar call on Breakthrough. That's what you're sowing into. But now let us focus on your miracle. What is it? Dr. Oral Roberts, right before he went to heaven, put his hand on my knee and said, Rod, you must keep the message of seed faith alive. Tell people, tell them never to give an offering. Always sow a seed toward their need. And I come now in the name of Jesus, as you're going to your phone, as you're going to that website, rodparsley.com, as you're writing that letter right now, Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216, I release to you a right now miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Get ready for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it. I'm in agreement with you.
Yes, Lord.
Dr. Muncy's in agreement. It is go to your phone.
Thank you,
do it right now.
Thank you.
You are a sustainer, and your miracle is coming suddenly.
The seed you sow today will help sustain the continuing work of Bridge of Hope, rushing aid to the hurting, proclaiming liberty to the captive, and presenting the love of Christ to a lost and dying world. Prayer partners are ready now. Call and sow your very best sustainer seed. As you obey the command God has placed on your heart, heaven will begin to move with a turnaround miracle in your life. Your generous gift can be sown securely online or send your check today to Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. To help as quickly as possible, call toll-free with your bank card. There is a sustainer's anointing that is waiting to be released into your life today.